What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So I just stepped over to 96.5 The Fan, our little sports station here.
Bless
in the building.
Bless his heart.
And I just had to bust his you-know-whats because Carrington, who's a dear friend of mine, and Rob, I know we all kind of run together. He was on the Kiss Cam at the Royals game yesterday.
Yep. Well, he was on the cam.
He didn't get kissed.
And no kissing went on.
Uh-uh. Not up in here. Not tonight. And he's with this lady. I asked him just now when I was on, when I was next door.
Right.
I said, who is this woman to you? I mean, like, I didn't know if it was like a sister or something or whatever. He goes, a very dear and very close friend. I said, not that dear and not that close. Because when they get put up on the Kiss Cam, she just starts shaking her head. No.
She just goes, no. And then you see sweet Carrington kind of leans in like, and he's got his hands like, oh, come on. Like, we're on the Kiss Cam.
Well, he
and
didn't notice it immediately.
Holds firm.
No kissy for you.
No. How do they not know it's not a brother and sister sitting there?
Well, if it were, which I think would be unusual.
Why?
When you're an adult?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't take my sister. I don't have a sister, but I probably wouldn't take her to a game. Now, here's one thing. If it was you and me.
Yes.
All right. And we're at the Royals game together. I'm going, and I know you were going to, we're going to be like, no. You don't understand.
Right.
You know, we're brother and sister on the radio.
Right.
We're coworkers. It's not what you think. But
was there a Kiss Cam when you were at the game? There was when we were. We went Friday night. And it was really sweet. They ended with probably a couple in their 80s. And it was really, really sweet. And everybody clapped. But there's been some controversy over the Kiss Cam. And
really Coldplay?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I love the old people Kiss Cam, though.
I know. I'm talking about when you make assumptions that the people sitting next to each other are together. And sometimes they're not. Sometimes.
You can kind of, but I think you can. I will
sometimes
say this.
Sometimes what?
Well, on the Kiss Cam, when I was there Sunday. There was one, they had to cut away quickly because that was an open mouth kiss.
Oh, yeah.
We were exploring the innards of one's other mouth.
Oh, the ones that get out of hand are the funniest to me. There's been gestures that look similar to as if somebody were using a shake weight.
Yes.
But the last Royals game that I went to, I sat next to my sister and we looked nothing alike. Now, we didn't get kiss cammed, but I could see that being a scenario.
But
where
if you did, you would just be like, no.
I'd be the one mouthing, she's my sister.
Right.
But couldn't you do like a little peck on the cheek or something?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we look nothing alike. They would have no idea that we were siblings.
Okay. Poor Carrington.
No, it's hilarious.
How long was that drive home?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, how long is that video? It feels like it's 12 seconds.
It feels like it's a minute. Like the video, it's really only 12
seconds. Operator is like, nope, we're just going to see how this plays out. And it's like, okay, please move on to the next couple.
Well, and the best part is he doesn't even notice that they're on the kiss cam. She notices it immediately and starts shaking her head. And then, as he mentioned on his show, I popped in for just a second at the beginning because I wanted to hear what happened. He was like, okay, yeah, everyone around me was telling me that we're on the kiss cam, and so I thought I would just go in for it.
Nope.
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 Not today.
Not up in here.
Not up in here. Okay. Speaking of romance, police are searching for a wedding crasher.
Did you see this video?
Who stole roughly $60,000 in cash and checks.
Yep.
Gifted to a bride and groom at a California wedding. It was on Sunday. The suspect entered the wedding hall shortly after midnight, grabbed a gift box, and fled through an exit. Got into a Mercedes SUV.
Scott, he even dressed the part. Like, came in, went to the bar, got a cocktail, sort of got the lay of the land of the place. The bride and groom are out there dancing with all of their guests. They even had security at this thing. The guy just blended in like he belonged at this wedding, then went over to the table and just started taking what he wanted.
The victim, who reported the theft, estimated that the box contained roughly $60,000 in cash and checks that had been gifted by wedding guests. Quoting here from the bride, Nadine Farahat, as soon as we found out what had happened, you know, the music shut down, everything immediately stopped. I ended up sitting on the dance floor sobbing with my friends.
Oh, honey.
The couple telling KABC the suspect was there for about 90 minutes.
Oh, yeah. He blended right in, because think about it, at a wedding, if there's someone you don't recognize, you just assume that's one of the groomsman's buddy's cousin. You know,
plus
you don't
one.
Know.
A plus one.
It's a plus one.
Yeah. According to the bride, he's watching the dance floor. He's watching our family. It's so scary to look back and see that there was a stranger at such a private event and such an intimate event. It is such a violation.
Was it a hotel ballroom? Does it say?
It says it was at the Renaissance Banquet Hall. I don't know where that is.
But throw on a bow tie, a nice jacket. I mean, you think the security's going to stop you?
No.
Where's your ticket?
You don't get a ticket to
exactly.
A wedding.
I've catered a couple of weddings in the last year and a half, and there was security at all of them. And I bet any Joe Schmo dressing the part could have just walked in.
All right. Will Taylor Swift perform during halftime at the next Super Bowl?
Roger Goodell basically said, maybe.
That's exactly what he said. So here it is. He was on the Today Show. Quote, we would always love to have Taylor play. She is a special, special talent. And obviously she would be welcome at any time. Quoting here from Savannah Guthrie. Is it in the works? Goodell. I can't tell you anything about it. Savannah. Is it a maybe? Goodell. It's a maybe.
Okay.
Huh.
Of course they would love to have her. First of all, they don't have to pay her. Second of all eyes are going to be on
it. Oh, I don't know that she would do it for free.
They
still
all do it for free.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, in fact, most Super Bowl performers pay to do it because you only get an allotted amount for stage setup, and it's a very low amount.
I don't think there's any upside to doing it. You can only do badly. Well, if you're already great, people know you're great.
For her, there's no upside.
I agree.
I mean, there was no upside for Kendrick Lamar other than getting to sing his diss track at the Super Bowl.
No, if there is one upside, I take that back. There is one. It puts you in a special class of performers, like, you know, The Weeknd. And
but people panned that. I loved it. I loved the dancing. Oh, I loved the choreography.
I thought The Weeknd's
people
performance
were like,
was
that sucked. It opens up. Because if you go to a concert to see that show, you are a fan of that person.
Right.
So you are playing in front of a friendly audience. With the Super Bowl, you're opening yourself up to the criticism of every Larry, Moe, and Curly.
What was last year, all the rappers?
No, last year was Kendrick Lamar.
Last year was Kendrick Lamar. Yes. The year before was all the rappers,
the
right?
The 90s hip hop. Was that the year before? That was one of my favorite, by the way, but I'm a huge fan of 90s hip hop. Let's see.
I don't even remember.
And
I was there.
Which, by the way, tells you what you need to know about the Super Bowl halftime show.
2022.
It was 2022 when they had all the 90s rappers?
And Kendrick Lamar was present at that one.
Like the 2022 rapper, season or February of 2022, the 2021
This says
season.
The 2022 performance, which tells me that it happened in the 2022 Super Bowl, the 2021 season. That is correct. February 13th, 2022, SoFi Stadium.
Wow.
Dano was present.
I was not there last year. I was there 2 years ago. One of them was like
at the 2022 Super Bowl.
One of them was like Beyonce. Well, I was at the.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Beyonce.
I was at the Miami one, but not in the stadium. And then I went to the Vegas one and I went to the Phoenix one. But I don't even remember when those were. One of them, I think the first one was Vegas and the second one. No, the first one was Phoenix and the second one was Vegas. I did not go last year.
Man, your VIP-ness is exploding. If you can't even remember which Super Bowl,
do you know what I remember the most? Do you know what I remember the most?
What?
Chris Stapleton doing the national anthem. Best national anthem I have ever heard live. Ever.
Huh. When was Paul McCartney? I know he wasn't a halftime show.
Years ago.
He wasn't a halftime show, though. I think he was a pregame performance of some capacity.
That has been years.
He headlined the halftime show in 2005.
Oh, he was the halftime show in 2005.
Which was followed, Drive My Car, Get Back, and Hey Jude.
Which, by the way, was followed by a bunch of people online saying, who is this guy?
God. Get the grandpa off the stage.
Who is this?
But you want to talk about claims that the NFL is rigged on behalf of the Chiefs?
Oh, they're already saying it today.
But if you have a Super Bowl, say it's Chiefs-Eagles again in the Super Bowl, and Taylor Swift is doing the halftime show, we will not be able to convince anybody that it's not rigged.
There were people online already saying today that Friday's game was rigged. I'm like, it's not even Thursday.
Four, you're right.
Have you seen the meme that says the groomsmen at their wedding, and it's referees?
It's a referee.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Bring it on.
Hey, when we get
back, that's funny.
Does your insurance company have the right to fly a drone over your house to then drop you and your coverage? One woman says it happened to her.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Pleased to announce that Jack Caglione will be back in the lineup this evening for the Royals.
He is, yes. He will not take the field, but I think he's seventh or eighth in the lineup, and he is our designated can't hitter.
Did you guys see last? I'm not even discussing this. I'm just going to keep going. Did you see last night a player hit?
How can you avoid it?
A foul ball way, 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 way back deep. And there was a kid, maybe 11 years old, 12 years old, tops, sitting in the very front row, but way, 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 way back. He's sitting in the very front row.
You know who didn't hit the ball?
Foul
caught?
Ball comes in. It's going right toward the kid.
Kegs.
He stands up, bends over, sort of over the wall, catches it with one hand, like sort of backward against the wall. And Ryan Lefevre and Hutt are going crazy. They're like, that's
the
catch.
Glove on
he had a glove on. Okay. They go, that kid's just got the catch of the year. Then they turn around and do like a little reverse camera angle shot, and they're showing the kid again in slow motion. The next time you see the kid, there is a younger child behind the 11-year-old, maybe 7 or 8 years old. That sweet boy gave the younger child the ball.
What a gentleman.
And my faith in humanity was restored.
Now, to be clear, I do want the best for Jack Caglione.
I want him to strive. I do not hear you. We're not. Nope. I know. You are not allowed to talk about him anymore.
What I enjoy more is Dana's reaction.
You are not allowed to talk about him anymore.
When I talk badly about him.
No.
I thought she was going to come through the glass and put a whooping on me during the break.
Well, I thought so too. I'm not going to lie. Listen.
No, we're not talking about it.
Well, we are going to talk about it. I, too, want him to be a gigantic success. I really do. Because if he's successful, the team is more successful.
Of course.
What is so comical about all of this is the way that you hitched your wagon onto his
truck. These young boys, and one of them, our newest player, by the way, last night, is a Park Hill graduate.
That is correct. I said that on the show yesterday.
I felt so bad. He was the very last batter at the very last out at the end of a night where everybody was struggling. I'm like, don't make that be his first at bat. But he will be fine, too. They're just young. They're nervous. And I cheer for all of them.
And they probably need to go to Omaha for a little while.
Maybe.
And get some more practice. They're just not ready yet. And that was the big argument when Cags was brought up after, 6 days?
It was not long.
In Omaha, that's not enough time. Story here from the New York Post. Gut feelings, prayers, and pure vibes are influencing Americans' major decisions, according to a new study. A poll of 2,000 U.S. adults split evenly by generation found 7 in 10 base their biggest life decisions on some sort of a factor ranging from their intuition, 36%, prayer, 29%, and general vibes, 19%.
Vibes. Well, what do you mean? Which type of major life decision? Like buying a house? Well, like
the house in Roland Park, when I bought that in 2010, it was only the second house I looked at.
And you went, I want it.
I walked right in and I said, I'll take it.
That was it.
Well, we walked through the house and then I said, I'll take it. My house in Western Shawnee that I currently live in was the only house we looked at.
We fell in love with two different houses. And Mary Beth said, I don't like the vibe.
I don't like the vibe.
Wait a minute. You lost the first one, though, didn't you, Sam? Didn't you get outbid on the first one?
We made an offer, got outbid, but she was like, it's fine. I didn't like the vibe. Because we had a chance to counter. We're like, nah.
You didn't even counter, really?
Yeah. And then we walked into the one that we ended up getting, and she immediately was like, I love it.
Vibes are it.
I have never loved a house more than I love our house. Ever. End of story.
How many did you look at before you got that
one? None.
It was your first one?
This was it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the idea of vibes is easy to make fun of because of the term vibes.
Yeah.
I didn't like the vibes. But really,
it was
it's
a
just,
vibe.
It's the gut feeling, right? So why not trust your gut?
Well, I'll tell you this. Right. Sophie saw it first. She and I were together, and we literally walked up. We were not even inside yet. And she said, this is your house.
Really?
And I said, oh, yeah, it is.
Even with all the chimney switches and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Listen and you said this. 4 offers first day. We got it,
we
baby.
We got it, baby. You tell that appraiser. Do you want to live in a hidden?
Wait, hang on. I've got some great statistics here. There's more to this story.
About people doing ding-a-ling things on a vibe. Not that my purchase was ding-a-ling.
By the way, one of them is getting a pet. We've got
that's impulse, not vibe.
Lizzie, it took us a long time to get over Stella. Not that we're ever going to be over Stella. But once we made the decision to get a new dog, Lizzie was the one and only dog that we looked at.
I would say that picking a pet should involve the most vibes. Because if you're not vibing with that dog, what are you expecting?
I think picking a pet is absolutely impulse. You're just going to go, quote, take a look. And what is the percentage of people that go, quote, take a look and then come home with a dog? It's got to be 95%.
We did. Getting married.
Okay.
20% of Americans say they do that on intuition or the vibe.
Yeah, sure.
I would think that getting married would be much higher than that, than 20%. ending a relationship. 26% of Americans say they do that on a gut feeling or a vibe.
Well, is the gut feeling that he has chloroform in his trunk?
Choosing a job. What the? In the name of Sam, where did that come from?
Sneaking antifreeze into your smoothie?
You're on a date and you get a gut feeling. No, that to me just says, sounds like creepy or something.
I didn't say end a date. I said end a relationship. What are you doing in a relationship with somebody who has chloroform in their trunk?
But ask any wife of a serial killer. I don't know.
Wanted to see where it went.
Choosing a job. 32% of Americans will
vibe
take on a new job just based on a vibe.
Vibe.
Purchasing a home, 18%.
Oh, I would have guessed that was way higher.
And I would be willing to bet that these numbers would be higher if people were really honest. Because again, and it's just the idea of the vibe that's easy to make fun of. If you call it a gut feeling, it's less ridiculous sounding.
This getting married, let me talk to you young people.
About the vibe?
The vibes are always off.
Those vibes are wrong.
Stop it.
If you're feeling a vibe about, if you're in your 20s.
Would you stop it?
Let Grandpa Scotty
can't
talk
you just
to you for
celebrate
a minute.
Joy.
Let Uncle Scotty talk for just a second to the young people. If you're feeling a vibe about getting married, you're reading the vibe incorrectly.
You let them celebrate joy. All right, when we get back, would you pay, if you had the money, would you pay more than $1 million to live inside of a missile silo?
No.
There is one for sale in Kansas. And it's so cool.
Why would you live in a missile? There's no window.
Well, a lot of people buy them and they trick them out as like doomsday shelters.
Yeah, you can make them, well, not necessarily. I mean, this could be a property for a prepper, but also it could just be, you know, there's those shows like The Weirdest House.
I would buy
there's
one
Zillow
in
Gone
a
Wild.
Heartbeat.
Oh, I know you would.
Why?
Because well, he thinks the world's coming aspect. To an end
yeah,
anyway.
Because everybody's coming to get him.
And two, because it's cool.
It's 8.5 acres. When we get back, I'll tell you more about it. But they say it is, quote, an insane property that is, quote, very much off the grid.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right, Sam,
boom,
hit us
boom,
with the
boom,
ADD
boom.
Word of the day.
This one brought to you by a special guest.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I didn't have to look this one up. I didn't have to hunt it down, and I appreciate Johnny for stepping in.
Oh, I think I know what this is.
Uh-oh.
Is it bird feeder?
No, it's really, really good, and you know me, I don't remember it anyway, but good. It's really good.
He did say in the text that he sent me, I would love to see if Dana remembers it.
I won't. Does it start with a P?
It does.
I knew it.
Well, first of all, do you remember yesterday's word, since we're supposed to be remembering these things?
No.
I remember I liked the way it rolled off the tongue.
Anachronism.
Anachronism.
Which means somebody who was born in the wrong era.
Like you.
Correct. Today's word starts with a P. Peccadillo.
Peccadillo.
Ooh, I know this word.
So the minute... We're reading a lot about the history of bourbon.
So, full disclosure, I already knew Peccadillo before Johnny sent this to me.
I did not.
I thought it was a great option.
But it was listed in a very interesting way in one of the historic bourbon books that we're reading about the history and the making and the land and how bourbon came to Kentucky and all this stuff. Do I remember it? This has been 48 hours, and the answer is no.
What's the word again?
Peccadillo.
Peccadillo.
You can spell it all you want. It doesn't change it.
Peccadillo.
Is it a good old fellow or bloke?
No.
I knew I'd forget it.
Can you use it in a sentence,
please? You betcha. I've got a couple of examples if you would like more than one. We'll start with the politician's career was marred by numerous peccadillos.
Okay.
Controversies.
Now I remember it. Not
We're
quite.
On the same page.
A peccadillo is a controversy.
Not quite. Now I remember it, Sam, but I'm cheating, but I'll
In
tell
the ballpark,
you.
Ballpark, let's get to second base.
It is something that might be considered like a flaw or a little hiccup in your life or career, but nothing major like a big old controversy.
There you go. Home run.
A minor controversy or hiccup.
Yes.
A minor fault, mistake, or offense that is not considered to be serious or harmful, but enough to hurt your reputation.
Peccadillo. I've had a number of them in my life.
Peccadillo. There you go.
It's just below a Whopper.
Okay.
I love it.
He also sent me the phonetic breakdown. Thank you.
Peccadillo.
That is, yep.
Okay. From the New York Post, furious homeowner says her insurance company flew a drone over her house and then refused to renew her insurance for one minor reason. And by the way, she had been with this insurance company more than a decade. When Lynn Schuler looked up at the branches of her beloved tree in Massachusetts in her yard, she never expected that a drone might be looking down at her. Schuler, who had held a policy with the same insurer for more than 10 years, was shocked to receive an email containing an aerial photo of her home and a warning that she had 6 weeks to cut back limbs on hanging over her roof, not on her roof, hanging over her roof, or they were going to drop her coverage. Quoting here, it was invasive. They took pictures of my house without me knowing. It's kind of crazy. She talked to CBS News in Boston. The longtime policyholder said she felt trapped. Removing the branches would cost $1,200. Losing coverage could have jeopardized her mortgage.
Yeah,
I have had insurance with this company for 12 years with not a single claim. I've been a good customer to them. Industry critics say Schuler's experience is increasingly common as insurers adopt aerial imaging to assess risk. It is very, quote, very common. Quoting here from Amy Bach, executive director of consumer group United Policyholders, according to an interview she did with CBS. She said insurers are now dropping customers based on images that, quote, show mold on your roof, damaged roof tiles, or any tree touching your house.
You had this problem.
I was told, but it was a bird. It was not a bird's eye view from up. It was a drive-by. They looked at it and said, we want that limb removed.
Well, I have
and it was more than $1,000 to do it.
I have a fir tree in my backyard, side back, that is touching my house. Is that a problem?
From the ground, here's why it's a problem. From the ground, you can't tell what it's touching or what it's doing. They are now doing aerials to see what you have up there, in my opinion, as an excuse to drop you.
Oh, most certainly.
But why? But this is what I don't understand. Why would an insurance company want to drop you? They're in the business. I mean, most people, especially in this part of the country, most people, the worst claim that you're going to make is we had a massive hailstorm and I need a new roof. But with all that you pay.
Yeah, every month.
Yeah, right. And I mean, yes, replacing a roof is not cheap. But with all that you end up putting in over the years, they're making a killing off of you.
Listen to this from Mike Arman near Daytona Beach, Florida. He was twice spied on by insurers despite not having made a claim in 52 years.
Oh, yeah. I was going to mention this guy.
Mike never had a claim. He recalled being told his roof had problems, quote, based on satellite footage, which looked like it was taken in 1936. He said the company refused to come and see his home in person, despite being located just 3 miles away.
And this particular guy didn't have any direct concerns. As you mentioned, there was not a branch touching his roof. They claimed that they noticed what they thought was excess wear and tear.
From a satellite photo.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Those shingles look pretty old, man. 52 years.
Listen to this. Done. In Massachusetts, wow. State Representative David LaBeouf has introduced legislation that would require companies to provide you with copies of any photos taken. The bill would give homeowners date-stamped copies of the images, as well as an opportunity to repair any identified damages or identifiable errors in the finding of the image analysis. I was hoping that sentence was going to say they're not allowed to do it. If you want to drop me, mm-hmm. You better find a ladder, get up there, and put eyes on it.
I got an email, or no, it was a letter from USAA not too long ago. I had mailed in. I've now moved to automatic payment on USAA.
Yep.
Or auto withdrawal, whatever you want to call it, because I was a couple of days late and they had not yet received my check. I get a letter in the mail saying that I have until, you know, whatever day it was to, and it was like 2 days away, to pay up or they are going to drop me on my home insurance.
Okay, then why? Why would they drop you, Scott?
I don't know, Dana. I mean, I did make a claim for a new roof last year when we had a horrible hailstorm, but I called them up. I have been with that company for 35 years, since I was 19 years old. And I politely read whoever it was who answered the phone, the Riot Act. I said, I have been with you for 35 years. Look it up. She goes, I can see that, sir. Blah, blah, blah. I said, and I've never been late on a payment. I'm a couple days late on this one. And you guys write me a letter that you're going to drop me?
Yeah.
35 years.
See, we operate under the false assumption, and I'm sorry to be Mr. Doom and Gloom again, that insurance companies want to help us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. They want to make money.
And I'll tell you what, and I've said this before. In fact, I know I said it recently. And I since my little heart scare last week, I've kind of dialed back on the cable news. But if you watch cable news with any regularity, look at their commercial breaks. They are almost exclusively two products, pharmaceuticals and insurance.
Really? Yep.
Almost exclusively.
And you're required to have home insurance if you have a mortgage.
Absolutely. If you have a mortgage, you have to have it. Well, you're required to have car insurance.
Yeah.
Now, not everybody does, but by law, by I think every state law, you have to have car insurance.
And I'm cheap, so you know what happens if I get in a wreck?
You're going to have a small liability for your potential victim, and then you're going to get sued.
Listen to this. Correct. One former insurance agent who quit his agency in protest over its surveillance policies told the Wall Street Journal that the insurer was dropping customers over aerial images that were 2 to 3 years old, and in one case, even flagged a house for overhanging tree branches that turned out to be shadows.
Huh.
You have to have some rights. We have paid for this worthless product in most cases. Let's be honest. You are paying for a worthless product you're never going to use.
And you're required to have it.
And you're required to have it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And tell me, where are they making all this money that they can run endless, countless, and nothing, you know, my buddy Bill Glass, who was in town last weekend, he is famous for being in insurance commercials. He's Dr. Rick. Let me name two other people. Flo.
Oh, absolutely.
Limu Emu. And Doug.
Liberty Bibberty.
Liberty Bibberty.
Liberty Bibberty.
Should I riff? No.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, come on in for your prepper.
Sam, this house has your name all over it.
To build this storm missile silo thing in the middle of Kansas in today's dollars would cost $190 million. $190 million.
Wow.
But it could be yours for $1.3 million. A decommissioned missile silo once used to launch nuclear warheads could be yours, but it's going to cost you. Hidden beneath the rolling hills of central Kansas is a property steeped in mystery and rich in Cold War history. Once designed to fend off a nuclear attack, the former Atlas F missile silo is now for sale. Quoting here from real estate agent Tara Martin, it is an insane property. It is very much off the grid. She is the listing agent for the 8.5-acre property in Lincoln, Kansas, asking price $1.3 million. Step inside the underground fortress, and there's a noticeable drop in temperature, which consistently ranges between 54 and 62 degrees. 2,500 square feet of usable space in what once 2,500 square feet in what was once a control room, as well as living quarters, all of which have been freshly painted. There was a kitchen, bedroom, everything was walled off, she said, pointing at different areas of the space. Several heavy steel doors lead to different sections of the bunker.
Yeah, they do.
The most impressive opens to an 18-story missile silo with the original structural brackets still intact.
Come with the nukes?
From the landing, it is 40 feet up and 140 feet down, built of, quote, pure steel and concrete.
So I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket.
They're looking for a, quote, very specific type of buyer.
I'm right here.
What, a nut job?
I was going to say crazy.
Call me what you want.
You have to show up with tinfoil attached to your head.
Call me what you want. You know where you're going to be when the nukes start flying?
Look at the former living quarters.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, it's rounded inside, obviously.
Let me see that again. That's actually nicer than I anticipated.
It's curved walls.
Now it doesn't have a single window.
There are millionaires who have already bought some of these up and converted them into doomsday silos.
Okay, can we touch on that for just a brief minute?
The millionaire part of the doomsday part.
Okay, it has the roof is literally at ground level. Okay.
Uh-huh. Seals from the top.
No fear of hail damage.
Keeps the radiation out.
If this was the end of the world, why would you want to survive it? Because when you come out of your little cocoon of a house.
Yeah.
Buried 40 feet below ground, there's going to be nothing left.
In total, Scott, 72 Atlas Fs were built across the country. The Lincoln, Kansas silo was decommissioned in 1965.
Many of them are out here in the plains.
Yeah.
Which is why if there was a nuclear war, much of the Midwest, where we live, would be destroyed.
You know, you do get barbed wire fencing around it.
Well, I think that comes with anything out in the country. You get barbed wire fence.
Plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking.
Miles and miles and miles of parking.
See, you buy this property.
Oh, there's a helipad.
You put a massive garage/apartment on the property. So it looks like you just built a giant shed house.
The door's pretty cool.
And then as you're living there, you build down into that silo and turn it into a prepper's.
It would be so loud and so hollow and so.
Well, that's why you build floors, right?
Everything inside is white, like that one scene in Willy Wonka.
Got to have your hydroponics on one floor.
You know, it dawns on me that right after Russia attacked Ukraine in the winter of 2022,
maybe some fish.
I thought we were getting as close to nuclear war or an all-out world war as we had been in my lifetime. So I went out, and I still have them, a bunch of canned foods and water and toilet paper. I still have all of it down in the basement. The two of you were relentless, and I mean relentless, calling me a prepper.
Yeah, because you're doing it wrong.
And tell me, expert Sam, how does one prep properly?
Well, if there were truly nuclear fallout, at least according to the way too many shows that I've watched about this, it would take about 100 years, in theory, for the Earth to be livable again. So your 25-year food pouches aren't going to get you very far.
This is, if you're curious, way west of Manhattan, west of Abilene, west of
what
Salina.
What town is it in?
It's halfway between Abilene and Hayes.
And Hayes.
Is this in Lincoln Center, Kansas?
Think
Lincoln,
northeast Kansas. Of Great Bend.
I couldn't find a Lincoln, Kansas. I found a Lincoln Center.
Population about, I think it said 1,200 people.
1,201.
Huh. I could not find a Lincoln, Kansas. I found Lincoln Center.
Close enough.
So like I said, if I do win the Powerball,
you really would want to live in some place like that, Sam?
I mean, I wouldn't. If I won the Powerball, I wouldn't live there, but I would certainly turn it into the best doomsday bunker ever.
Oh, there it is.
There's throw some wild parties, and there'd never be nary a noise complaint.
That's right.
That is way out in the middle of absolutely
nowhere.
Come and get me.
Why they put it out there?
Wow. All right, news coming up. And then the fourth and final hour, Wednesday edition of the Dana and Parks program. That is Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. On KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.